Hey guys, how's it going? This is Nico Casper, of course, on the CasperCast. I really don't have a long message today. I just want to say thank you to anybody who has listened to any of my podcasts over the past like week or week and a half. The whole reason of why I do these podcasts is just to hopefully help myself. It's kind of a practice for me to work on my public speaking skills and to just help myself develop better skills in speaking for professionally, whatever it may be, so that if I ever do have a time where I got to go in front of a crowd or I have to give some type of speech, which is what I want to do, I want to speak in front of people and talk to people about life and everything that I think is amazing about life and the struggles and the goods, the ups, the downs. But I think that's the whole reason for why I do these, and to hopefully spread some type of positivity throughout your life as you listen to these. Maybe it gives you some type of good thought that pops in your head, anything like that. That's my whole reason for doing these, just to work on my craft, to help myself get practice, and to hopefully help you guys in some type of way, give you some type of motivation, positivity, whatever I can do to help you out. That's the other reason why I do these. I kind of just wanted to say thank you, and I love you guys, and I hope you guys are enjoying summer. I love this time of year because I feel like everybody is getting out. Everybody's having fun, getting into good shape or not. There's no reason to be ashamed if you're not, working out like crazy. I'm trying to get into better shape. Since I've graduated college, this is real life now. So I'm trying to actually use my time wisely and gain some weight and get some type of muscle on my skinny ass body. But anyways, that's beside the point. I hope you guys are enjoying your summer to the absolute most that you can. I love seeing everybody smiling, happy, in the sun, enjoying the weather and the pool and the lake and the vacation and the trips and everything. So I hope you guys just really enjoy your time this summer. Be thankful for everything that you have. Be appreciative that God gave you another day of life. And I hope that you, make this summer count. Make it something where you don't have any regrets and you have fun and enjoy every moment that you can, because who knows, this may be your last summer. This may be my last summer. Tomorrow could be your last day. The day after that could be somebody else's last day. So just appreciate everybody that you have in your life as much as you can for, the amount of time that we all have left here on this earth. Every single person you know is going to die. I know that sounds like aggressive and mean, but it's like the 100% truth. There's no denying that that is the absolute truth. I think that's, in a world today where we don't know what the truth is and there's lies and the media is covering and falsifying and giving you all kind of, I don't listen to the news. I don't watch the news because I think it's all just negative energy and negative things that, if God needs me to know something or be informed about something, he's going to put it in my life some way, somehow. But that's beside the point. I just hope that you guys realize that your best friend or your grandpa or your grandma or your aunt or your least favorite uncle that you don't really talk to a lot, one day is not going to be here. You are one day not going to be here. Your dog is one day not going to be here. Nothing is permanent in this life. I think our life does continue after we pass from this life, but it's not in the same form. So I just think that it's so important that we remind ourselves that we're not going to be here forever and that this life is not permanent. We're all going to die one day. So have fun. Tell your uncle that you haven't talked to in, 2 years, or that you're not really close with, that you love them, because, get to know them. Why wouldn't you? That's your family. That's somebody that has care for you and that you care for. So tell them that. Make sure they know that. And make sure that you're expressing your love while you're here on this earth. Just because you don't know when your time's going to come. You don't know when anybody's time is going to come, but you do have to know that everybody's time is going to come at one point in time. No matter what, nobody's permanent. I hope I live to make it 100 years, but it's highly doubtful. I don't see that happening just because that's a long life. But, you know, there's only a few of us that are going to make it that far, and a lot of us are not going to make it. So the time that you have left, have fun. Live your life. Be around people who fill you with joy. Don't be around people who make you feel bad or bring you down or make you feel that, like, you're not happy. Why would you waste your time around people that, even if, say, they're your friends that have been your friends forever, you know, back from grade school or high school, if they aren't, like, yeah, they're your friends forever, but if they're not bringing you some type of positivity or some type of, like if they're not helping out your situation and they're bringing you down and putting negativity in your life, why are you still friends with those people? You have to be able to, you know, even if you got to cut ties eventually. So, you know, thankfully, a lot of my people that I have in my life have always been there for me positively. But, I mean, there's some people that are negative in your life that you've kept around just because they've been there forever. Just because, you know, what do they say? That's how we've always done it. You know, that's a thing that a lot of people say when they're explaining something, like a reason why they did something. Well, that's just how it's always been done. Well, I mean, just because you're friends with somebody and you've always been friends with them, and, you know, that doesn't mean that you got to keep that person in your life if they're not doing anything good for you. Cut out all that negativity and all that stuff that's bringing you down. This life is way too short to have a bunch of people in your life that aren't going to help you push to be better and motivate you and inspire you in some type of way, shape, or form. Have fun. Live your life. Nobody's time is permanent here on this earth. So do what you want while you're still here. Enjoy it. Smile. Be happy. Whatever you got to do. And you're going to go through ups and downs. Like, you may be feeling down right now, but I promise there's going to be another up, and I promise there's going to be another down. There's going to be times and trials in your life where you don't know if you're going to make it, but I promise you're going to. Just continue to talk to God, talk to whatever God that you have, talk to them in some way, shape, or form, whether it be journaling, writing, praying, talking. I mean, even if it's just a little prayer every day, have some type of communication with your God and connect with them on some type of level. Even if it's just inside of your head, you know, some type of thought that you can send to God, or just a little conversation in your head with your God, that's still some type of communication with them. So talk to your God, talk to your family, talk to your friends, anybody who matters to you. Tell them you love them, hug them. This life is not going to last forever for anybody. So enjoy it, enjoy it, enjoy it, enjoy it while it's still here, while you're still living. Love everybody you got. That's it. I'm out. Love you guys. Thank you all for everything, all the positivity. Anybody who's reached out to me or contacted me about this podcast, I know it's something so small right now, but hopefully one day here in the next, you know, something years, I can look back and realize that a lot of this stuff that I'm speaking about right now, I am speaking into existence. And here in the next few years, I can achieve my dreams. Or maybe, you know, I just play it safe and stay with the job I got and, you know, good benefits and all this and that. I think that's what's crazy about life is there's so many choices you have to make, and it involves risk if you want to really, you know, achieve your dreams or something. You know, I feel like so many people settle, and we're taught to chase your dreams, and, you know, people tell you, oh, go, you can be anything you want. I even say you can be anything you want, because I believe that you can, just because all humans are the same. Like, sure, there's privileges and this and that, but if you look at it from a standpoint of flesh and blood and bones, we are all humans. We are all sinners. We all do good and bad things. There's good and bad inside of each and every one of us. So we are all the same. And if one person can do it, then another person can do it. It's just the amount of time that you put into things. So just practice whatever you want to be. And you know what? Fuck it. Chase your dreams. Do whatever you want. Like, this whole thing I've been talking about on this podcast was life is too short. So go do or be whatever the hell you want. You don't even got to listen to me. Don't listen to me saying, you know, don't listen to your mom or your dad. If they're saying, oh, well, this job is super secure and you'll have a great life and set up for great benefits. Don't listen to them. You are living your life. They're not living your life. Do whatever the fuck you want to do. Be you. Have fun. Chase your dreams. Go achieve whatever you want to. You're not going to ever have another chance. I'm listening to this video today of this awesome man named Gary Vaynerchuk. And he's talking about how in his 20s he hung out with 90-year-old people. Like 90-year-olds. Like 98, 95. People who have been around almost 100 years. And he said they always start with, I wish, or back when I was your age, I wish I would have done this. I regret not doing this. I wish I would have spent more time with my family. I wish I would have put more effort into my work. I wish I would have chased my dreams. Whatever it may be. So these people who have lived almost 100 years, they're saying that they wish they would have done this. Don't be a 90-year-old, an 80-year-old, a 70-year-old, sitting on your deathbed wishing that you could have done something, because you can do it right now. Just put your mind to it and achieve it. I promise you can. You have to have some hustle, and you got to have motivation, and you got to have a mindset to achieve it. But if you really want that, like if you really say that you want to be this, you know, this, if you want to say you'd be an amazing accountant, then do that. If you want to be an actor, or you want to achieve your dreams and be famous or whatever it may be, do that. Take the right steps to do whatever you have to do to make that happen. But you can do it. There are no excuses. Don't be 92 sitting and talking to somebody saying, I wish I would have spent more time with my family when I was such and such age because my family member passed away this early in my life. Spend time with people you love. Do whatever you want to do. Have fun. Live your life. I love you guys. Thank you so much for all the support. I hope you have an amazing summer. Have fun. Please, people, have fun. Enjoy your time. Peace. I'm out.